We're going to do this party. All right. We are joined here at the Media Center with the current Pro Stock number one qualifier, Tanner Gray. His pass of 6.607 at 208.17 during Q2 sent him to the number one spot. Tanner, talk about your day.
Yeah, obviously it was really good. Went out there and just made a conservative run for Q1 just to make sure we get some data and stuff like that. Didn't want to make the same mistake Drew did. It kind of paid off. I think if you can go out there and just make obviously a fast run, but just a solid run to collect data, then it sets you up really good for sessions like this. And, Dave and the guys did an awesome job putting a race car under me. And, I did a small part, just let the clutch pedal out, pull lever a few times. And, they're kind of the guys that make this all happen. So, I'm just very fortunate to be able to drive this thing, and it's going well right now.
That was quite an eventful run, that second run. Can you take us through that run?
Yeah, like I said down there, it kind of took me back to the old dirt track days. I let the clutch out, front end went up. When it landed, it was pretty far left, and started driving it back in, and the ass end of it started kind of washing around. So I had a lot of fun. I love stuff like that. When we go to like Atlanta's a really fun track for me. It's rough, slick, so you really have to do some driving, and like I said, it's just that was one of the funner runs that I've had in a pro stock car that I can remember. So it was all in all really good.
Yeah, at this time of year, obviously, you guys are really gearing up for the countdown, when points are going to be resetting and stuff. So how much of this, especially now that you guys have, so many cars out here with Drew, your dad's out here, how much of this is just collecting data and getting ready to, for that time of year in a couple of races?
My dad, most definitely. Drew's, he's obviously racing for a championship.
Sure.
He's made huge leaps and bounds in the points just from the last few races. So, he's setting himself up really good to have a chance at the championship, and we're trying to give him the best equipment as possible. He's got the same thing I got, so as long as his guys do their job, he's got just as good a shot as I do. So me and him are out here obviously racing and trying to get everything ready for the countdown, and dad's just out here having fun collecting some data and obviously doing some long burnouts. So we're having a lot of fun right now, so all is well and can't complain.
Yeah, who's he breaking those tires in for you or for Drew?
Yeah, he's not even breaking tires in. Those things got, I think he had one set on there earlier that had like 20 plus runs on it. And he told me before he went up there for Q1 he was going to try to blow the back tires out of it. So, you never know with him.
All right, sounds good.